Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Chris and Amy on KMOX, and we go to the guest line this morning. We welcome in Corey Miller, reporter, sports reporter for KSDK, also an anchor there. And there is a lot happening in St. Louis sports. And our guy, Corey, is going to cover the Olympics as well. Corey Miller with us. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on.
So are you excited about the Olympic Games?
Oh, it's been a dream since I could, you know, remember growing up watching on NBC. So I am incredibly excited. It's going to be a lot going on, and everything I've been told, it's unlike anything you've ever attended or covered in your life. But I'm very excited.
That's incredible. You also might need they might hand you a hammer and some nails for the ice rink over in there in Milan, because those suckers aren't even close to being done.
Isn't it crazy how this seems to happen, like, a lot?
Every year, yeah. Every 4 years.
Like, oh, no, we weren't expecting to get the Olympics, and so we're behind.
I know.
Oh, you're going to use the water? Sorry, we haven't cleaned it yet.
Yeah.
These places know they're going to be hosting Olympic Games for, like, a decade in advance, and somehow we still end up with this every year. And I haven't seen as many alarming quotes from, you know, NHL personnel over the last week as I saw maybe a couple weeks ago about them possibly even pulling out. So it looks like maybe those kind of things to be worried about have subsided. But still, yeah, I don't know how this keeps happening.
I just hope that wherever it is you end up, the hotel does allow you to flush the TP.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go into one of those places where they tell you to throw it out instead. Was that in Sochi? That was in Sochi.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I picture the Italians, because they're saying that these ice arenas will be done something like 3 days before the first women's game. And I'm picturing Ronj with your favorite impression of Jacques Pepin, the chef.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
And you're like, will you get the ice rink done? It does not matter. What if there's no ice? It does not matter.
It will be done 4 or 5 weeks. It doesn't matter.
When do you leave? When do you get to go?
I'm leaving January 30th and coming back February 24th. So it's a long stay over there. And mostly the Olympics this year are really different than kind of they've ever been. There's two cities, Milan and Cortina, really kind of hosting together, but they're 5 hours away from each other. So Cortina's where the, you know, skiing and curling and a lot of the kind of more outdoor downhill kind of stuff is going to be held. And then Milan's where hockey and figure skating and speed skating are going to be held. So that's where I'll be most of the time. But yeah, it's kind of a different Olympic Games this time, but should still be very exciting.
Do you know what you're covering?
A lot of hockey, and a lot of figure skating, which, of course, we have the U.S. Figure Skating Championships here in St. Louis in a couple of weeks. So
right.
I can't tell you I was quite the figure skating expert before, and I'm still certainly not, but I've been diving head in there since I know I'm going to be in that world for for quite a few weeks over in Italy.
All right. So, Corey, today we are waiting for a press conference. It's going to happen in a little over a couple hours, about a little less than 2.5 hours from now. City SC will announce their new head coach, introduce him, Johan de May. So the organization, once again, going outside and finding somebody to bring in.
And, you know, you hate to put too much pressure on them, but they have to get this right. I mean, it's been a year and a half now, and they've been in this kind of coaching flux. And the last guy they brought in, and Olaf Melberg, was just I don't know if we've ever seen kind of a coaching hire like that that went south so quickly. And you bring in a new sporting director, and he just has to get this hire right, because obviously there's a rabid soccer fan base, and they've been waiting for a team forever. And they're, you know, everybody's going to support City SC. But eventually, if you don't win, things are going to start to turn. I mean, we've even seen that with an institution like the Cardinals in the last couple of years. So they have to get this hire right. And it's a very intriguing guy who's been coaching since he's 16 years old, and he's only 35 now. And apparently wants to keep up the same kind of aggressive style that the club has said they've prided themselves on since their inception. So they got to get this hire right, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him today.
Well, we were talking about the St. Louis Blues and the struggles that they've faced and the injuries that have plagued them this year. They made it through the first part of the season, still struggled with a healthy squad. Now they're injured. I made a joke yesterday that, as we've seen call-ups and then sending them back down, like Hugh McKean called up, sent down, Kaskamaki has been called up. We saw Mayu, who now I think has really earned his spot to stay on the team. But Matt Luff, who else am I missing here that we've called up? A lot of names that we're not familiar. And I think they're instead of the Springfield Thunderbirds, we now have the Thunder Blues, because I think half the team is AHL right now. It's the St. Louis Thunder Blues. Yeah, what do you make of the team this year, Corey? Because the expectations were high.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, you know what? I guess the silver lining in these injuries now is you get kind of an excuse, because you didn't really have an excuse for the first month and a half or so when things were bad, and it was all the guys you were counting on and new guys that were supposed to make the team even better than last year. So now it's just kind of thrown into another blender with all these new names. Otto Stenberg's another one who was recently called up, who they're quite high on eventually down the line. But listen, I wish I had an explanation for you, because we came into this year, I was so high on this team. We saw what they did just under a little bit of Jim Montgomery last year. Now they get a whole season and training camp under him, and it just has not worked out. There's certain games where you can just tell in the first few minutes that, okay, I can go spend the rest of my night doing something else, because it's just not going to happen tonight. Their goal differential is minus 37 this year.
Yeah.
The next worst team, I think, is like in the 20s. So not only are they not scoring, you know, their goaltenders have been letting it in and their defense at an alarming rate. And it's just mystifying to me how it has gone this wrong. And now, like you said, the injuries have hit as well. So I don't particularly see it getting any better. So Doug Armstrong is going to have a lot on his plate here. He's the GM of Team Canada for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So he'll have that, and they'll have determining what to do with the Blues roster here as they near the trade deadline.
Meanwhile, the Cardinals are in the midst of their offseason. They have made the Sonny Gray deal, but so far that's pretty much it. And we all expect them to be active, but do you have a read on how quickly we could see something else happen with them?
It seems like the smoke is starting to rise a little more rapidly here. There's the Brendan Donovan rumor seemingly progressing, Mariners and Giants among the rumored teams interested in him. Wilson Contreras, apparently more and more, able to see himself being moved. And obviously at this point, it's just the right thing to do, because otherwise you're in this, state of kind of flux that you've been in the last couple of years, where you could have torn this thing down a few years ago and maybe gotten a head start on it. And now you got to do it now. And Heim Bloom, I don't think is going to waste any time. He knows the value he has in guys like Donovan, certainly, who you'd love to stay on the team since he's a guy you cultivated on your own and a great player, but his value is very high, and this is a team who you don't know when they're going to compete. So I think we're going to see some moves here sooner rather than later, maybe even before, Christmas and the holiday season gets deeper underway, because, teams like to shut it down for a few weeks there usually. So I think we're going to see quite a bit here, and maybe even some interesting adds, like we saw Dustin May, although not official quite yet by the Cardinals in any sort of release. I guess they're being extra cautious with his physical, I would assume, since he's got an injury history. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take a couple more chances on guys like that who have been, high prospects or highly touted at one point, and see if they can get some value there.
The Contreras name, I've been talking about this as being arguably the most intriguing, just because we're already assuming Donovan is gone. We assume that they are going to trade Arenado, or at least we hope they're able to make that move happen. And I'm sure he hopes the same thing at this point. But Contreras has been a really productive player for them. And maybe, injury has been the reason we don't talk enough about him. But that's a guy you would think a lot of teams would have a lot of interest in.
Certainly, especially right now. He proved he can play first base last year. He did a really nice job moving over there. And I think he's got more value as a first baseman than he did as a catcher. And the best first baseman is now off the block in the major leagues, with Pete Alonso going to the Orioles. So there's a lot of smoke with Contreras and the Mets, obviously, after losing Alonso. And I think there are right now multiple suitors for him who have certainly inquired. And it's just about, I guess, finding the best deal. And it is going to stink to see him go. He's been, like you said, one of their consistently best hitters over the last few years. He is a great quote and will tell it like it is, and doesn't really sugarcoat anything, and loves being a Cardinal and really wants to win. And he's going to be very attractive to a lot of teams out there.
And this is all happening under a new president of baseball operations. And we've gotten the chance to know him a little bit, but we still haven't seen him really operating this whole ship for very long. What is your read on Heim Bloom?
Very, very smart, very, very calculated. He's had a long time to be kind of in the background here and take everything in, and now he gets to hit the ground running, and I think he's going to want to make an impact right away. And like I said, get this thing started sooner rather than later. We've had 2 years here that they've kind of been middling and not really going one way or the other. And now if you decide you just want to take it all the way back, you better do it fast and get as much talent as you can. So I think Heim is going to, take the appropriate steps, and fans, may not like the product for a little bit, but he certainly has a track record of being able to acquire and be part of organizations that can turn it around. Even the Red Sox, when he left there, he traded Mookie Betts, which everybody hated him for. And now the Red Sox have some really good young talent that's come through and made them a contender again. So I think the Cardinals are going to be staying patient a few years longer, and we'll see how if fans are able to swallow that. But that's kind of the reality of the situation.
KSDK sports reporter and anchor Corey Miller, we appreciate your time. Enjoy being over there covering the Olympics, and we might force you to check in with us while you're there.
I was trying to figure out the time difference.
Yeah,
it's seven hours ahead in Italy, so not too bad.
Perfect. Then
that's convenient for us.
You'll have no problem chatting with us.
Yeah,
this is awesome. Thank
you.
Hey,
I'm definitely game.
There you go. That's what I want to hear. Corey Miller, thank you, and have fun out there.
Yep.
Thanks for having me.
That is Corey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.